up next, we have the much awaited for, the showdown between the young literary giant, Michael Muhammad Knight, and the literal giant of Abdullah the Butcher, Atlanta.
The literary deathmatch took place by the steps of the Decatur Courthouse and drew an audience of wrestling fans, book enthusiasts, and people who were just intrigued at the sight of a wrestling ring in the midst of a literary festival. Tom Bell, program director of the Decatur Book Festival, was there to explain.
Well, I found out about this author, Michael Muhammad Knight, who has a great book out called The Taco Corps. And when I invited him to come down to the festival, I said, you know, down here at the festival, we like to find creative ways to present authors other than just readings. So I said, what do you want to do? And he said, well, you know, there's this wrestler in Atlanta who I've idolized since I was a kid, Abdullah the Butcher. Do you think I could wrestle him? And I said, I don't know, but I sure want to make that happen. And sure enough, it happened. So here we are.
What kind of cross audience did you think existed between wrestling and a book festival?
Oh, I think, you know, most bibliophiles are very much into wrestling. Don't you? I think there's a huge... No. it's very small, I'm sure. But, you know, I think we like to surprise here, and the audience is great. And honestly, I did expect the audience to be this big, and I'm glad I was right.
Before the match, Abdullah's manager did some ominous saber rattling.
Well, we have a place in Atlanta called Grady Hospital. And I'm going to give this fine gentleman a choice. They can take Marta now, or they can go ahead and call him DeKalb County. It's yours. Ring the bell, please.
The fight never actually made it into the ring. Muhammad Knight began by taunting Abdullah, who then pulled his opponent by his boots into the grass. And then there were the typical cornerstones of a wrestling match. Knight went sailing through a table. The butcher hit him with a folding chair. But after only a few minutes, the fighting stopped.
If I got tower...
Knight's head was bleeding pretty bad, but even then, it took the onlookers a minute to realize that what they were seeing wasn't staged. The paramedics were called.
Hey, do me a favor, everybody around here, do me a favor, go around on the other side of the ring.
There was supposed to be a book signing immediately after the fight. Instead, the author was bandaged, put into the back of an ambulance, and taken to the hospital.
I got 46 stitches. Turns out that I hit a vessel.
Knight spoke to us later from his home in New York.
Abdullah the Butcher, I've been watching him since I was 9 years old. I've been fascinated with the guy since I was nine. You know, I'm 31 now, and, you know, I had nightmares about this guy when I was a little kid. So just a chance to step in the ring and know that it was basically going to go down the way that it did end up going down. It's something to see the boogeyman in real life. And know that he's a human being. You know, Abdullah the Butcher, he's a human being. So maybe in the process of this match, I demythologized him a little bit in my head. You know, I smashed that idol, even though I'm the one who's broken for it.
How do you feel that your experience on Saturday kind of echoed or is related to your work as a writer?
You know, I got my ethic of being a writer from wrestling. Because, I mean, wrestlers, they suffer for the craft. You know, they suffer to tell that story. You know, sometimes when you're performing something, that means it's fake, and sometimes it doesn't. I mean, the blood is real, the broken bones are real, the bruises are real, the concussions are real, and you go out there and fly off the top of the cage, take the chair shot flush from the dome, you know, and if it's real, like, you've made some true believers. You know, that's how I write.
Michael Muhammad Knight's books include Osama Van Halen and Blue-Eyed Devil, A Road Odyssey Through Islamic America. His forthcoming book, Journey to the End of Islam, comes out this December. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.